The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Gulf Coast Air Care. Can you feel it
coming in the air tonight? Here we go.
Just like Mike Tyson on with the Tigers.
Yes, you know. You have to do the drum part. I know. You just have to. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Meg with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And we've got another 5 minutes of the song. Before we get there, we got lots to talk about. Good morning. My guest in the studio this morning is Todd Sainors with Gulf Coast Air Care. So excited to see you again right in time for the holidays. And if you do have any questions, be sure and text them in at
457-1620.
I know that number.
I know you do.
850-437-1620. Are you in the spirit? Are you ready
for
the holidays?
I am in the spirit. Yeah. Yes. You know what? December's a great month for us because it's our anniversary. We have been in business on the 10th, 30 years.
No, really?
30 years. We're starting our 31st year in next week. I just can't. Where did the time go?
I find that hard to believe. Really?
Because
I met you. We were just talking about it. I met you probably
my beard had no white hair in it. I didn't have any right. Santa Claus offers back in the day.
That's right.
Now I could spend part of
I'm
my time at the
you.
Mall.
Yeah. I think you could make a little extra money this holiday season for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
So, yeah. It's been a long... It's been a good thing.
It's been a good run, and I would have to say a successful run, because I've known Todd from my Gulf Breeze Chamber days back in the 2005-ish, around then.
Right.
And you were very successful then, very reputable. It's always lovely to have someone come in the studio that I know through the business world and the business experience. And this is a small town in a lot of ways, and you do hear whether someone is reputable or not pretty quickly. So you don't stay in business for 30 years.
Right.
If you're not.
Yeah, if you're not taking care of people.
That's
and,
right.
You know, Sam was born in 1994, and now he's kind of running the show.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm kind of in a, I'm the past and the present, and Sam is the future. He's out there running the roads today. If you need something, call us at Gulf Coast Air Care, 850-934-2768. We're in Gulf Breeze. We have been the entirety of the 30 years, and you know, we're just happy to be there. We were in proper for about 22 years and moved down the highway this past year. This year has been, we had some milestones and, you know, up and down, roller coaster. It's business, you know, so, but it's been good. And so, yeah, we're getting to that anniversary on the 10th. I can't believe
of this
it.
Month.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Here,
happy
so.
Anniversary. What, so are y'all going to do something special for that?
Or? Well, you know what, we're open, we're running, you know, we're running wide open. So, you know, I think the thing that I have special today is I'm only doing one show this month and, you know, cause Christmas falls in the middle of the week and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to do my Christmas Carol Air Care jingle.
Oh, we doing that right now?
This is not a, you know, it's not a, well, it's special. You know, we're talking about
do I need to
special.
Tell folks that are listening in their cars to pull over?
Oh, they might. Yeah, I don't know how this works.
Okay.
Anyways,
all right.
So you know, I just do this every year.
The mic's all yours.
All right. So this is a Christmas Carol jingle. You know, my daughter did the other jingle that we use on the serious cleaning. And so, anyways, here we go. So, the weather outside is frightful. Gulf Coast Air Care can make indoors delightful. And if your heater stinks when it blows, let us know, let us know, let us know. Well, the ducts, they may need cleaning. And calling me, you probably been meaning. And if your heater stinks when it blows, let us know, let us know, let us know. Okay, I made up the second verse on the way up here this morning,
that
going 75
awesome.
Miles an hour on I-110.
That was
so.
Absolutely
got the creative
awesome.
Juices flowing.
By the way, you have a very good voice. Do you sing as a side thing?
You know, I was a singer when I was in a select choir, and
I've
always been a music guy.
You've got a nice...
You know, we'll sit on the back porch and pick, and I'm the one who has to remember all the lyrics. So, yeah, I guess I'm a singer.
You are. So now we have not only Santa, but a singing Santa.
Well, yeah. don't be calling me for that. We do indoor air quality solutions, and you know, we'll be happy to help you. We're not hanging up any lights, or you know, I don't even have lights on my house.
Well,
yet,
see, I should have known, because your newsletter is called Air Notes.
It is, yeah.
With the little notes.
And my daughter, she was a musician. She played in the youth chorus here locally, and you know, she can just pick up and play the guitar. She has a piano that she bought. She lives in New Orleans, so mm-hmm. she, and she played the violin. And,
oh, my gosh.
I always tried to get her to play. I said, Saoirse, if you play that a little faster, it'd be a fiddle. And she's like, Dad, this is traditional. And I'm like, oh, all right.
So, okay. Well, so, kudos
the traditional,
to you.
We're far from traditional today. So,
all right. Well, anyway. We just did the – this is going to be an annual tradition.
Well, it has been. I've done this 3 or 4 or 5 years. So,
okay, good.
And I don't
good
think I've
that.
Recorded this. In, oh, I may have a spot with,
well,
with that
I've got
on
it
there,
now.
So,
you're recorded right. now, bud.
I hope my voice didn't crack there.
No, it sounded beautiful, actually. So now getting to a more serious topic, this is an interesting time of year as we transition from the extreme heat. And then all of a sudden this morning, I think they were saying it was going to be 37. So yeah. Now the heat comes on and there's all kinds of things that happen.
Have you used your heater?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, okay.
And there was the smell.
Yeah. And I mean, so the thing to do, if you haven't used your heater yet, you're toughing it out, or maybe, like I grew up in Colorado, we don't need a stinking heater
yet. Oh, I'm such a
yet.
Wimp. I'm a wimp. You don't even want to know what I keep my thermostat on.
I've been in Florida 37 years now, so my blood is thinned out. Colorado doesn't appeal to me in wintertime anymore. So, but if you haven't used your heater yet, when it warms up this afternoon, maybe open the – I don't know if it's an open the windows kind of high today.
It's supposed to be, what, 50, 60
But run
something.
That heater first with so you can air the house out because it's going to stink. You know, they sit all summer long.
Right.
You know, they got a little bit of buildup on them. Maybe they haven't been cleaned recently. And if you've got electric strip heat, when you heat that thing up, it heats up like the element in a toaster.
Uh-huh.
That's how that electric strip heat works in a heat strip. So you want to activate that and get that burned off and get that taken care of early.
Dust burning off.
There's dust burning off and, you know, there'll be a little corrosion on there because the air conditioning, you've got that humidity that you've been dealing with. So we want to heat that up, get that over with. And then I talked about that last month. Mm-hmm. That's probably our opportunity is passed, but if you haven't done it, you know, because tonight when it cools down, you're like, oh, it's time for the heater, you know, you turn that thing on, it's like, oh, that thing stinks. So, and then you're right. Like, what is that guy's phone number?
And then you get concerned.
954-2768, GulfCoastAirCare.com, and we can help you take care of that. So,
oh, yeah, because you get concerned when you get that smell, and then all of a sudden you think, uh-oh.
What else is in there?
Is that normal, or when is it time to call? Absolutely. So that's a good thing to have your number on hand just in case.
And at the end of the year, in the beginning of the year, I just always remind everybody, the National Air Duct Cleaners Association, I have been a member forever. I've been on a certification committee nationally, internationally, and they say that you need to have your HVAC system looked at a minimum from a duct cleaning or cleaning and restoration standpoint once a year.
Oh, okay.
Commercial, residential, institutional, somebody needs to be looking at it. So did you make it all the way through this year, didn't have any problems, and nobody looked at it? Because
mm-hmm.
we look at a lot of these systems, we pull the panels off, and we see microbial growth in there. It's like, ooh, what's going on there?
Right.
So when we get away from air conditioning season, everything's dry inside there. Because when the heater runs, we still have humidity in our climate, but there's not the coil's not wet. So
right.
Now you're baking all that stuff that accumulated in there all last year when you thought you didn't have problems and nobody was looking in there.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, man, we want to get that handled. So
you don't want to play denial when it comes to your air conditioning system.
Well, an ounce of prevention, a pound of cure is what my grandma used to say. And, I still follow those old adages and those ideas that, you know, it's what's the Fram oil filter thing? You can pay me now or pay me later. And
this is true.
You know,
yes.
Just maintenance is an important part of owning a house and owning an HVAC system. A lot of the ductwork and a lot of everything, it's out of sight, out of mind because it's all up in the attic. You know, you don't go up there unless you're getting a Christmas light stand. You're putting the Halloween stuff back up there and pulling the Christmas stuff down.
That's right.
This is a voice of experience speaking here. So
yeah. So you're listening to Pep Talk this morning. If you just joined us, we're talking with Todd St. Norris with Gulf Coast Air Care at News Radio 92.3. If you have a question, I mean, now is the time. He's here. He's available. Text it in at 850-437-1620.
Yes.
Okay. So we've got this transition time. What are you seeing now? What are the kind of calls that you're getting now?
We are getting a few heater calls and the dryer vent, and I don't know why. It seems to me like beach season and a lot of beach towels are when you need to have the dryer vent clean because you're trying to dry all those beach towels.
The dryer vent,
it takes forever. And now you'll notice it a little bit more because there's more heat in that laundry room from that dryer that's not ventilating well. It's like, man, it's warm in here. Well, that's because the dryer vent's clogged up, needs to be cleaned. This is also an annual inspection and typically an annual cleaning if you're a regular laundry doer, if you have a big family and, you know, a house that you do a lot of laundry, you need to think about that dryer vent. And, you know, everywhere there's a 90-degree turn in that dryer vent, there's a clump of lint, I can assure you.
Oh, my gosh. I'm listening to you. I've never heard this before. I don't know that I've ever done it. So I'm feeling very guilty in this moment thinking, oh, my goodness, because it makes perfect sense.
Vanessa's listening. Just mark Meg down for dryer vent cleaning sometime this month.
Yeah, no, seriously. But those are things I don't think about.
Right.
I mean, you just don't. And then you start having problems.
You know, and a lot of, you know, our business is about gaps, cracks, and holes, and everybody has them, and you don't realize you need us until there's an issue with one of those gaps, cracks, or holes.
Right, right.
You know, you got duct leakage, you got a high power bill, you've got, you know, like one room that doesn't cool down or warm up correctly. And we have to understand it. The duct work is really critical because when you push air conditioning, you push airflow at one speed.
Right.
When you push heat, you push airflow at a different speed, and it's typically lower.
Interesting.
We slow the speed down through the duct work so that the air, the heated air, doesn't cool down running at a higher velocity. So a lot of people will notice, like, hey, you know, this, I don't understand why this room doesn't get warm like the other end of the house, or,
right.
you know, it's really warm near the air conditioner, and then it's really cold somewhere else in the house.
So right.
We can help you with those things. We can help you with, you know, air duct cleaning, restoration. We see a lot of duct systems right now. The housing stock, unfortunately, in the last 30 years has shown to me that the flex duct and the duct board that we're using now, materials to make the duct systems, they have a service life. And we are finding a lot and a lot more houses that the duct systems are at the end of their service life. So rather than clean that thing, we have to do a lot of flex changes and that sort of thing. And you don't really understand that until we get out there and take a look at it. Do we have a
text? We do. We've got a text that came in from one of our listeners that says, and that this is a good, great question because I'd like to know the answer myself. Can you explain heat pump or heat strips and why the air isn't super hot coming out with a hair pump, with a heat pump?
Yeah, and that is a great question. So there's two types of heat. There's gas heat, and when you light that gas furnace up, you can stand under the vent, you can feel that warm air coming out. And there's a gas furnace, there's a heat exchanger, everything's, you got the up and down going on your mic there. So in the heat pump, the way the heat pump works is, and there's two different differentiations if you have electric heat. Some people have a heat pump, a lot of people have a heat pump. And so we collect the heat ambiently from outside and pull it in and warm that refrigerant from the outside air through the compressor and the operation of the heat pump system, and we pump that in, and the airflow goes across a warm coil. It's not a hot surface. It's a warm surface. And when we get to about 32 degrees, 30 degrees, there's not enough ambient air outdoors for that heat pump to efficiently collect enough heat to heat the house in through the furnace in the system. So then the heat strip kicks on, and a lot of times your thermostat will tell you there'll be a little light, or there'll be a light up button or a LED that, you know, it tells you. That heat strip, it's auxiliary, so it heats up like the element in a toaster, and it helps the heat pumps just, it's not finding enough air outside to pull that heat, ambient heat in. So the heat strip kicks on, and then we add extra heat to the system, and it pushes warmer air up into the duct.
So it's not an either or.
It's not an
they
either
actually
or.
Actually work together.
However, most thermostats are set up where you can go to auxiliary heat or emergency heat or whatever, and you can hit that button and turn it on directly. So instead of waiting for the heat pump to go, hey, I need some help.
Okay.
You can go to the thermostat and say, it's not warm enough up in here, and hit that button, and the strip heat will turn on. It's like a switch where you flip it on. Now all of a sudden you've got the heat pump working and the emergency. And that's a terminology we use in the business. It's not an emergency.
I've always wondered what that button was, quite frankly.
If there's a difference of 6 to 8 degrees in temperature split, that strip heat will come on, and it heats up the airflow, and it helps. It's an assist for the heat pump to collect enough heat to push through the duct system.
So I have a question. So yes. if you do click on the emergency heat, because I've seen that, can you just leave that on emergency heat for a while, or do you just want to do it for a limited time?
Yeah, you just want to do it until the house warms up enough, and then turn it back off.
You don't want to leave that on all the time,
right? No, because then you've got that heat strip going all the time. It's like the oven being on, and you know, the oven door open, you can't heat the house that way.
Right.
Or the dryer running all the time. That heat strip's expensive to run. So only use it to bring the temperature up. And then when you get with that 2 or 3 degree split, the heat pump will take back over. You just have to remember that the heat pumps are super, super efficient now. The change of technology that we've had, you know, the heat pumps are really, really good at collecting ambient heat from outdoors and compressing it and putting it into the refrigerant, because there's a reversing valve. In the summertime when we run air conditioning, we take that heat out of the house and dump it outside. That's why you feel that hot air coming out of the top of the air conditioner. And so in heat mode, that reversing valve trips, and we're pulling heat from outdoors and pumping it to the coil through the refrigerant indoors. And if it's really cold outside, if it's below 30 degrees, your heat pump is become super inefficient and the heat strip comes on.
Oh, this is so interesting. If you've got a question for Pep Talk, we have Todd here with Gulf Coast Air Care, 850-437-1620. I'm really understanding a lot of things I did not know.
There's one caveat. If you have a central air conditioner and you do not have a heat pump, and a lot of people don't know, you have to look at the model on the unit and all that kind of stuff. All you have is heat strip for heat. So you have central air conditioning, and it works with air conditioning. And then when the heat kicks on, that heat strip is what runs the heat in the house electrically if you have central air.
And so that's different from the one with the heat pump.
That's different than a heat pump, right. Because a heat pump has that reversing valve, which dumps hot air outside in the summertime and collects hot air and brings it in through the refrigerant, through the compressor, through the evaporator coil in the wintertime. And if you don't have a heat pump, then you just have the heat strip that kicks on. And that's a fine thing, too. It's a little probably more energy usage with a central air conditioner. I like the heat pump because, you know, that heat pump will be efficient down to 30 degrees.
Sure, and it's adjustable, too.
Yeah, we don't have that many. I mean, we have a few, and I live in Gulf Breeze, you know. We live out near the water, so we don't have as many cold nights as they do up in Cantonment or up in Milton and Pace. I mean, there can be a 6 or 8 degree temperature difference. So we're 30 degrees in Gulf Breeze, but they're 22 degrees up in Pace, and that heat strip is definitely working.
And so often in the wintertime, you see that cold front that dips down, and it just misses Pensacola.
Oh, my gosh. We get that jet stream that comes through here, you know, and it affects our weather.
It just misses So I have another question for you. So as we're having these the heat and we're doing different things, is there something that you can do? Are there some obvious things that you can do in terms of keeping your energy bill down? Because you might be running it more right now. Because a lot of times we go through the fall, we keep the windows open, we're not running anything.
Oh, it's been great the last couple, 3 weeks.
So, but now, all of a sudden, are there things you can do?
So you just don't call for, you know, set your thermostat below 70. And then you got the sweater, you probably got them fuzzy Georgia Bulldog slippers that you're wearing around the house, right?
So busted.
Oh, yeah. I know how it works over there at your place. And they're red and black, and they look like Ugga on your feet.
Okay.
You can wear those, and, you know, and you'll keep your heat bill down a little bit. But, you know, and then insulation is a great thing. We do a lot of insulation work. After we fix somebody's ductwork, we'll bring that insulation back up to R39, which is about 14 inches deep insulation up in the attic. And that's a huge factor. I mean, there's a big payback on that when you get insulation back up to the level and it holds the heat in.
Right.
You know, and I think it's a bigger deal on the rest of the country that's not in a cooling climate. They're big on tight building envelopes and tight duct systems and insulation and heating control. We don't focus on that much because we have to live through this brutal North Florida winter, which is, you know, we were watching football last week, just sitting out like, oh man, I wonder what they're doing in Milwaukee today.
Right?
You know, they're throwing logs on the fire. Did you see that tailgating in Buffalo
with
the snow?
Oh, no, thank you. No. Like, and I've never understood why do the stadiums in Buffalo and Michigan, why are they outdoors?
Green Bay
has an outdoor stadium. Of any place in the country that should have an indoor stadium, it's Green Bay.
That's the heating climate up there. I have no desire to do that. I love this brutal North Florida winter. But I will say that one of the things that we have all the time here is humidity.
True.
You know, and I was in the shop this morning. I printed that newsletter off for you. I noticed that my little hygrometer in my office was at 30% relative humidity today. That is uncommon. And it's awesome, you know, because typically you'll see people that run at 60% humidity, mm-hmm. and it's just cold and clammy. Mm-hmm. It's not crisp. You know, it's not cool and dry like what you want. And it's a bigger factor in the summertime. However, the only way you get any dehumidification out of your system is to run it in air conditioning. And we're not in air conditioning mode right now because the weather outside is frightful.
Right.
So we're dealing with that humidity. But this weather pattern we have right now, I mean, it brought my office, and I mean, we're in a big warehouse over in Gulf Breeze.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole building was running at 30% relative humidity because that cool, dry air is coming in from the north, and it brings that humidity level down. However, there are times when it is cool and it is humid and it is not comfortable.
Yes.
And whole house dehumidifiers and supplemental dehumidification is something that we do, and we can help you with that. And our December special this month is $125 off of a dehu install.
Oh,
and
that's
we
great.
We have to look, and that's a whole house dehumidifier install. A lot of people are using portables or whatever. I have a dehumidifier in my house. And it runs all winter long, all summer long, and I will never live in another house in Florida without a whole house dehumidifier.
Well, and I'm thinking, wouldn't that be cheaper than running one, right? It's kind of like running space heaters run up your energy.
Yeah, absolutely. And it takes the load off the air conditioning and off the heater because it keeps things cool and dry. And so it's cheaper to run a dehumidifier than it is to run your AC or run your HVAC system to try and condition your space to get it comfortable and healthy.
And that can be added to the current system that you have without too much trouble.
Right. Well, you're installing another. So the way we do it, we tie it into the duct system.
I gotcha.
And so when the dehumidified air comes out of the dehu, it goes into the duct, and then the air is distributed throughout the whole house, just like the air conditioning and the heating air that goes on.
So if you take advantage of that now, because $125 sounds very reasonable to me, then you're way ahead of the game when we get into the summer,
right? And I've been told by the supply houses that we're going to have a price increase coming up in the middle or end of January. So if you call us and say you want us to look at a dehu install for you, we'll be happy to preserve that price discount for you. Based on, I don't know, it's like 1 or 2%, but it adds up.
No doubt.
Whole house dehumidifier is, it's not a inexpensive thing,
mm-hmm.
but it makes a huge difference in your indoor air quality from a healthy building, a comfortable building, and an energy efficient building.
So I'm talking with Todd this morning from Gulf Coast Air Care with so many helpful hints and lots of information, but this deal sounds pretty awesome. What number should they call if someone's interested?
850-934-2768. You can talk to Vanessa. She's our office manager. She's been there long term. And, we'll help you with come out, do an inspection, kind of give you a state of the house address there.
Oh,
that's
great. So, does that cost anything to have someone
look? We do free estimates. We'll do inspection for you and kind of let you know what your situation is. If it doesn't need anything, we'll tell you that, because we have a lot more houses that need something than don't.
Right.
I'm not going to try and sell you something you don't need.
Right. And that's why you have such a good reputation.
Well, that's why we've been in business 30 years.
Celebrating 30 years this month.
Right.
So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Such a pleasure, Todd, to spend time with you. This has been with Todd Stainors with Gulf Coast Air Care, indoor air quality specialist. The number to call?
850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com on the web.
Wonderful. I hope you have a wonderful holiday season. Thank you so much for being with us. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's
Go Dogs
expert panel. We got a big game Saturday. Go Dogs.